The radio station says I got to identify myself, so I'm Jim Demko, but that depends on who's asking and what day it is. The inspiration for this poem comes from Daniel Quinn from his simple but iconic novel, Ishmael. It uses the metaphor of backyard, barn, and bike shop inventors to launch their flying machines. Usually crudely constructed contraptions assembled from canvas, wood, and bicycle parts. The most disastrous ones, powered by gasoline motors. He uses metaphor to tell the story of the rise and fall of civilizations. This is my spin. It's titled Reality Check, rated R. The story tells of the launch of the most fabulous flying machine of all. The Empire Express was its name. 'Twas the end of history, they declared. This machine would not fall. Sustained flight, forever and ever, amen. Cast from the crest of the highest peak, our noble craft pierced the sky. Gaining speed swiftly as gaining ground, still I believe they could fly. Funny how fallen feels like flying for a little while. Lighter payload might have dampened descent, but from faulty design, more than ill intent, the craft for sustained flight was never meant. And as wreckage below came into view, was a pretty good clue. They learned nothing from the crash of the wonderful craft that before this one flew, or the one before that one, too. The captain squawks out, everything's fine. He's got a plan. More power. Aye, aye, Cap'n. But cramped and strapped in the tight seats of steerage, peering through ports, we see flaps falling off, the wings are flailing, terra firma approaches fast, the airship is failing. Course can't be corrected, and we're pedaling as fast as we can. Up front, the fat cats, flying in first class, got nothing to lose. They're gambling men, sitting on their golden parachutes. Now they're handing out free drinks. I'll take two. Gotta wonder, what would Wilbur and Orville do? Reduce, recycle, reuse? Build some new craft from skin and bones of the old? Seems to me, if I may be so bold, we the passengers got to get our tight asses free of restraints, think fast, think again, rethink, have another free drink, try something else, try anything. Abandon ship, that's my 42, it's catch 22, are you crazy too? Reality check, checks in the mail. Or just don't look outside, keep enjoying the ride, don't see what you don't want to know. Have another drink, bend over. Put head between knees. Kiss the guy behind you goodbye. Crash and burn. It's your turn. You're still gonna die. Suicide. Rest in peace. You can be mad. You can be sad. Hang out and pout. Or figure things out. Come up with a plan. What stage of grief are you in? You can protest. You can pray. Write poetry. Transcendental meditation. If it don't change the situation, it's still mental masturbation. Let go. Clinging is suffering. I'm tired of being afraid, tired of being ashamed, tired of hiding, tired of doing it alone. I may be dumb, but I ain't stupid. Better to live than survive. I want friends, not finance, co-ops, not corporations, building my balloon. I'm flying with natural gas, don't you know? That's all some of us got. Plenty to go round. Brew your own. Gravity can't be defied or denied, but we can learn how to glide. Re-ride. Laugh out loud. I'll barter, I'll bargain, I'll sing. Hell, I'll dance. Call it romance. Crisis breeding creativity here in captivity. Evolution, hallelujah. Can it cure our common cold? I gotta guess, gotta gamble, gotta hope, that we're going to create a sustainable-ish society/state before it's too late. Visualize. Share it. Wear it. A parachute, hang glider, balloon. Build a bright red one. Just don't build another lead one. Bob the Builder can do it. In his garage, he's our man. Can't fix it all, but he'll fix what he can. Or die trying? What's the point? Looking for crew. Could be you, to help the guy out or just keep him amused. quitter or survivor can't know till it's over, too soon. Sorry for the inconvenience, thinking out loud, author unknown.